Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine, you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hasn't been forgotten, I Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And really, truly, be part of the solution. Right? I mean, that simple. I want you to be part of the solution. I want you to get informed. I want you to know what the heck you're talking about. And that way there, we can all do well. Right? I mean, seriously. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me here on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. You know, if you head up to the website, joemessina.com, joemessina.com, yeah, you can watch live there. You can be part of the chat room. There's a lot happening, a lot you can get engaged and involved in. All right. I never really know what story to do first. I get so excited. Mental hospital versus prison. You know, it's been an argument ever since, God, goes back to the days when Reagan was governor of California. And they kind of blamed him for shutting down the mental institutions, which is not totally true. It would take a whole hour to go through it. All right? Again, just like President Trump, information you're getting, you're being told this is what we need to do, this will help the homeless population, the people that are sick on the street, but what we've come to find out over, oh, heck, I think over the last, 60 years that they've been watching this, really tracking it, what they started to notice was that as mental health hospitals started to close down and or become less effective in their mind, because they had a stigma to it, can't have that, right? Anyway, we're starting to find out in, you know, when the 2000s came about, you know, 2005 and 10, that less and less and less people were being sent to mental health hospitals and more were being sent to prison. So the people who really needed help, now look, I'm not saying everybody in prison needs mental health. Some of them know exactly what they're doing. Yeah, they're evil people. But as you start to see the chasm created, there is a point coming into the 80s. And mid-80s, where the lines intersect, as the mental hospital admissions start to drop, and the prisons start to rise. So now you're sending these crazies who never really get help to prison. They serve their time, you put them back out in the street, and they have no help. And it's not, and again, I'm a capital punishment guy, so it's not that I'm saying they're all sick. But I am saying that the best way to keep a safe society is to get these people the mental health that they need. It was staggering to see the numbers. So the more you pull them out of mental hospitals, the less of them you send to the mental hospitals, the more you start filling up the prisons. You think that was a government thing where they were going on around and saying, we need to do this so we don't have to deal with these people? I don't know. I mean, seriously, don't know. And by the way, announcement just made. Governor Newsom, nuisance, has said, we've become a nation that is more focused on the right to kill than the right to live. And at first I was, you know, doing the glory hallelujah dance when I realized he wasn't talking about abortion at all. He was talking about gun rights. Yeah. That's where his mind is at. He wants to take your guns away. Now, again, as I said the other night, I want somebody to pray. And, you know, God forbid, I don't want to keep saying it because it seems like it gets crazy. But I think the numbers I saw that over 40% of the guns on the planet are here in this country. If you take away suicides, right, and accidental shootings, we are not the most violent or even within the top five most violent countries on the planet. So let's get our numbers straight. So when Newsom says that we've become a nation that's more focused, he's talking about guns. He thinks that if you own a gun, your only mindset is to kill someone. I love these people say, guns can only do one thing, kill. No, they can actually protect you, too. Right? Come on, think about it. How many, you don't hear about it because they won't put it up there. You almost have to go looking for it. Right, but ultimately, guns save lives. They always have. If they didn't save lives, if they weren't good, if they didn't have the ability to protect people, then why does the president, Congress, and the rest of them all have people with guns on them to protect them? Gotta ask. If they're that dangerous, and the only thing they do, the only thing they're good for is killing? Are you telling me that the only thing the people guarding the president and others with guns and the cops, the only reason they carry those guns is to actually kill somebody? That's their whole goal? Just ask it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Always appreciate the time that you send me. Look, send me an email to have a question. I don't have a problem with it. Right, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. And I'll answer them where I can, you know, between the breaks. I take a look, I see who's sent me something, and I'll see if I can respond to an answer. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Are you 60-plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60-plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60-PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. As I said before, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution so you're not part of, you know, the problem. You know, since we're on the Governor Newsom bandwagon here, a pseudo bandwagon or whatever bandwagon, yeah, the guy's just amazing to me, the stuff that he comes out with. But California's decided to launch a snitch hotline. Now, people are supposed to use this to report hate acts, including name-calling. This is the sort of thing you expect to hear about, on a liberal college campus. Not in a state that has all kinds of problems. California really is turning into a crap hole. It's got some beautiful places. Don't get me wrong, we just can't go there. between the crime and the fact that they haven't been cleaned up, they haven't been worked on, they haven't been maintained because the state ain't got no money. California's experiencing a shrinking population for the first time in history. Actually, the population started shrinking shortly after he became governor because of all the crazy stuff he started doing. So California is launching a new snitch hotline to report hate acts or hate incidents. But those include name-calling. What is that? What is name-calling? Now, Thursday, Governor Newsom and the California Civil Rights Department announced the launch of the CA versus Hate. Now, through the hotline, Californians will be able to snitch on their neighbors for committing hate acts, which the service explicitly states do not always include violence. Now, a hate incident is a hostile expression of action that may be motivated by bias against another person's actual and or perceived identity. Now, perpetrators may be motivated by different discriminatory biases, according to the website, including, but not limited to, bias based on race, color, disability, religion, national origin, sexual orientation, or gender, including gender identity. Some examples of hate incidents, according to the website, are refusing service, derogatory name-calling, and bullying. But what is bullying? Everybody has a... Really, you think that's simple. You know what bullying is when you see it. Well, you don't, really. Really, seriously. The new hotline, Newsom explained, is an unequivocal message that hate will not be tolerated. We stand firm for California. I mean, remember all the freedom stuff, right? All right. We're supposed to be the freest state in the nation, according to him. We stand firm for California for all. It's important that we hold perpetrators accountable for their actions and provide resources for those individuals victimized by hate crimes. Now, this is really funny. I mean, it's getting to the point here. Now, you have to watch every word you say and how you say it. Now, Californians have another tool to ensure that not only justice is served, but that individuals have the access to additional resources to help deal with lingering wounds that remain such after horrendous crime occur. What horrendous crimes? So if somebody calls me a guinea, right? An Italian, a WAP, a guinea, whatever. Is that a hate crime? Seriously. They would have to throw John Rickles in jail every other day. Well, actually, probably every night. I mean, seriously, what happened to your choice to listen or not listen? What happened to Sticks and Stones? Remember that one? Oh, not anymore, because you've got a bunch of squishies. Is that a hate crime? Call them squishies? But then, I got to go give this guy credit for something that I don't want to. Governor Newsom declines the back reparation checks. He said slavery's legacy about more than just cash payments. Wow. I'm suppressed. You know, he declined to endorse the cash payments, which could reach as high as $1.2 million for a single recipient. He recommended by his reparations task force telling Fox News Digital that dealing with the legacy of slavery is about much more than just cash payments. The Reparations Task Force independent findings and recommendations are a milestone in our bipartisan effort to advance justice and promote healing. This has been an important process. We should continue to work, he goes on to say, to reconcile our original sentence to Avery and understand, you didn't have it in California. And understand how this history has shaped our country. Now, while Democratic Governor applauded the task force's work, he declined to endorse any specific recommendations, though he pledged to continue to advance systemic changes to ensure to be inclusive and equitable for all future Californians. So these people were just yanked around, all around the place. Dealing with that legacy is about much more than cash payments. Many of the recommendations put forward by the task force are critical action items we've already been hard at work addressing, he said. We've broken down barriers to vote, bolstering resources to address hate, enacting sweeping law enforcement and justice reforms to build trust and safety. all while investing billions to root out disparities and improve equity in housing, education, healthcare. Yes, and take property away from people, take people's property rights away from them. I mean, we go through a whole list of things that this guy is taking away from people. We have less freedom than any other state in the union, and he can't see that. Following the task force's submission of its final report, he said, I look forward to continued partnerships with legislation to advance systemic changes that ensure the inclusive and equitable future for all Californians. Wow. These are big words he's using. The task force recommendations break payments down by types of historical discrimination. For instance, black residents affected by the redlining by banks would receive $3,000 for each year they lived in California. That starts at the early 1930s. I mean, these people, they could easily end up with over $1 million apiece. Right? Now, James Gallagher, California Assembly Republican leader, he said, look, this has been a fool's errand from the start. We don't have the money. We didn't have the money. Are you serious? Yeah, they knew this. And you know what it'll do? No, seriously. All it's going to do is deepen the race war. It's going to deepen how the black and white community work together, because they're going to see it as the white community stopping this from happening. And this is exactly what they want. They need the chaos. I'm sorry, but they believe that. Right? They believe that we need, that they need the race war to be able to get or keep the chaos so they can keep the control. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. I want to flush this out a little bit more when we return.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com and immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA News Update. The killer in last weekend's Texas shopping mall massacre had neo-Nazi sympathies. According to the latest update from state police, Hank Sibley with the Texas Department of Public Safety said there was no manifesto found, however.
We are trying to get into his computer and on social media and find out, you know, whether he had anything that he'd publicized or been out.
He stopped short of calling it an act of domestic terrorism. A Russian social media site linked to the gunman has a selfie showing a swastika tattoo and posts that show a deep affinity for Nazi culture. And Tucker Carlson says his show is relaunching on Twitter.
Amazingly, as of tonight, there aren't many platforms left that allow free speech. The last big one remaining in the world, the only one, is Twitter.
The former Fox News host said the new show would be coming soon, but an exact date was not mentioned. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was on.
I look around the room, and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We're back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, and really be part of the community. You've got to be part of the conversation, truly, to be part of the solution. I mean, seriously. Anyway, again, I say, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. I just want to make sure, truly, that you're informed enough to be able to go out there and push back on people. And I do mean push back on people. All right. I don't even know what we were talking about. I got so involved in two other stories during the break. I think we did a story on the snitch hotline. You know, really. It's just amazing. Here in California, see, you know, if you say the wrong word to the wrong person at the wrong time, they can turn you. And I wonder, there's no law against it yet, right? I mean, I wonder what happens to you. What do they do to you if you use the wrong term? just amazing. And you know, guys, it's never going to stop. It's just never going to stop. All right. In Chicago, nothing new, right? The 24-year-old female American African American Arena Preston. She's a police officer. She was gunned down in Chicago. Main Street Media, BLM, would be up in arms if this happened any other way. If it was a violent criminal that was murdered, they would be all over it, right? Not a word. Why? Because it's a black police officer in a blue uniform. Let that sink in. Where's BLM? Right? Where is the people? Where are the people that should be there screaming about this? She was just doing her job trying to keep her neighborhood safe and clean. Right? But because she was in uniform, that was strike one and two. Her being black was strike three. Why? Because no black person should be in a police uniform. It's people, it's disgusting. And this is the stuff we need to, this is the stuff that we actually have to fight back, push back on. Otherwise, you know, I know you guys hate when I do this, but you're actually part of the problem. If that's the road you want to go down, you're part of the problem if you're not pushing back against the true injustices that are taking place out there. 855, I'd love to know what you have to say. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the part of the solution. So you're not totally constantly, continually part of the problem. Speaking of part of the problem, Dianne Feinstein's at it again. She's going to return to the Senate after missing 91 floor votes while recovering from shingles. I hear that's quite, I haven't had it. I don't know anybody close to me that's had it. I hear it's very painful. Now, Democrat Senator Dianne Feinstein will finally return to the Senate after a three-month absence. Now, she was absent from the Senate floor, held up many of Joe Biden's judicial confirmations. You know, she's 90 years old or just about. Right? So anyway, she's been hospitalized all this time, which is a heck of a long time. California Senator's absence from the Senate Judiciary Committee had the panel deadlocked 10 to 10. She's missed 91 floor votes. Now, the Democrats tried to temporarily replace Feinstein, but GOP lawmakers blocked their efforts. She'll cast her first vote on Wednesday. Now, you know, she used to be, I won't say middle of the road, just a little left of center. But man, look at where they're at today with all this. And look how bad it is. Now, the Democrats holding just a single seat advantage in the Senate. Feinstein's absence complicated her party's efforts to confirm some of the President Joe Biden's nominations. Now, her absence was mostly pronounced on the Judiciary Committee, where 11-10 majority became a 10-10 stalemate. And Democrats were just really just going nuts, right? Anyway, 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Feinstein later disputed that her absence had in any way limited the number of nominees advanced by the committee. There's been no slowdown, Feinstein wrote in a statement last week. Yeah, well, actually, there has been. Thank God there has been. You know, and I wish, I just, maybe lightning would strike. Am I reaching too far here? I really wish these people would act as Americans. Are you hearing the confirmation? Are you watching the confirmation hearings? You have people that are out of their minds with I'm frustrated. You have judges that can't tell you anything about the law that's been nominated by this administration. And I don't believe they've been nominated by the administration. Right? Anyway, 855-ROAD-JOE. 855-732-55. Look at, thank God she's healthy. We don't want to wish ill on anybody, okay? If that's the kind of person you are, you're wishing physical ill, maybe this is not the show for you. Maybe have them come to their senses, learn the truth, and do the right thing. Yes, you can do that. That's fine. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Tucker Carlson, I thought we're going to rapid fire a bunch of these. CNN earlier called him a right-wing extremist, which is just giggles. After he announced Tuesday that his show would soon be returning to Twitter, CNN released a report calling Carlson a right-wing extremist. The report was from Oliver Darcy, who used to work for the Daily Caller and the Blaze. He became, well, I guess he joined CNN, became a voice for the very far left. You know, but I'll tell you what, have you listened to the guy? If you listen to the guy, you know what a joke this is. Seriously. The right-wing extremist Tucker Carlson announced Tuesday that he will relaunch his programs, according to CNN. Twitter, which he praises the only remaining large free space platform in the world after Fox News fired him last month. They're making a big deal out of this. Carlson made the announcement in a video posted to the social media website, which Elon Musk acquired just last year, right? And has been slowly going through it. I love these people that try to jump all over him when he makes certain changes that they don't much care for. It's just amazing. Speech is the fundamental prerequisite for democracy. That's why it was enshrined in the first of our constitutional amendments. I'm not going to beat it up every time. It actually was not the first. We'll talk about that some night. Carlson said, basically, as of tonight, there are not that many platforms left that will allow free speech. And the last big one remaining is Twitter. They do reach an extremely large platform. They're reaching an extremely large group of people on all sides of the aisle. And, you know, the beauty behind this is you don't have to listen to it. Really that simple. Whatever happened to those stations? You didn't like a station? Right? You didn't like a certain cable station? You just didn't listen to it. It was that simple. Anyway, and if you look at you look at the Twitter responses to CNN, calling him a right-wing extremist, it's them trying to promote a narrative. Right? It's them trying to make him look like he's a right-wing extremist. He's not. Not even close. But it's coming from CNN. Talk about desperation, right? Come on. You guys with me? With me? Like that? With me? Oh, it's total desperation. You know it as well as I do. Anyway, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Did you guys hear that the CIA was working hard, actively recruiting intel officers to sign that Hunter Biden laptop letter to lie to Americans about it? Yeah, provable. Joe Mazzini, your host, be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's going to hell.
We are back. Joe Masuda, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. Look, get involved, get engaged. You know, it's truly, truly, truly. You know, be part of the conversation, right? I mean, I want you part of the conversation. I want to be part. I mean, I'm telling you, there's so much to learn when you tune in and listen. And not tune out. No, that's, sorry, that's like a 60s thing. Sorry. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. And again, you got a topic, you got a book, you got somebody you'd like to hear on the show, send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com, always. All right. Like I said, I don't do the crazy, you know, far-out stuff, you know? But we're seeing this come up more and more and more, and we see more and more proof to the truth behind this. Now, the current CIA officers were actively recruiting intel officers to sign a bogus Hunter laptop letter. Right, the one where we lied to, though, they, I shouldn't say we, sorry, they lied to Americans. doesn't make any sense, does it? Now, during the second presidential debate in 2020, Joe Biden and the reporter was Kristen Welker. They teamed up against President Trump. I always thought that was funny, too, because Joey couldn't keep up with him. We're always told that, you know, Joe Biden, what a sharp, fast guy he was, couldn't keep up with him. Couldn't keep up with Trump for anything. At one point, Joe Biden interrupted Walker for his planned response to Hunter Biden laptop from hell. He told the audience 50 intelligence leaders signed a letter saying the laptop was Russian propaganda. Every one of those guys, if we find out they're real and true, I mean, if we find out that this is true on them, they should go to jail. Really. I mean, really working hard to put out misinformation to keep people from voting for Trump. Anyway, they all lied. They all knew it was a lie. Joe Biden knew it was a lie. And yet, I can't believe people from within his party still call him an honest man. Seriously? And now we know that the Biden campaign and his Secretary of State, Tony Blinken, Blinken organized a massive lie. The laptop, we come to find out, was very real. Every single Intel expert who signed that letter knew it. They knew it was real. And they've never apologized for it. You know, seriously, I'm not reading the letter. It's hilarious how they're trying to cover themselves, or I don't know what they're trying to cover, frankly. And when you think about this, you think about these cowardly bunch of people, you have to stop and think, what would be the reason for this? They know. They knew exactly what was going on. Right? Did they want their way? Did they know they'd have control? Or did they believe that they'd have control? Look at, there's no honor among thieves. This is not the movies. This is not Hollywood. You get in the way, they'll kill you in a heartbeat no matter what you've done for them. Or no matter what you perceived you've done for them. Again, 855 Real Joe, 855-32-5563. It just gets more irritating as the days go on, doesn't it? Because it doesn't matter what you say, what you do. You can show them right in front of their faces what it's doing, how bad whatever it is, and they just don't care. They won't take it up. They don't care. All right. Back at it. They're looking at new evidence, supposedly that reveals deep state behind a Hispanic Nazi mass shooter conspiracy. You know, seriously. First, he was a white supremacist. Even the people on The View were screaming he was a white supremacist. And it doesn't matter that you're Hispanic or black. Apparently, even being Hispanic or black, you can still be a white supremacist. Now, the Gateway Pundit, in a recent article, reported that 8 people died last Saturday, including the shooter. Now, following a mass shooting at the Allen Premium Outlet Mall in Allen, Texas, the media was desperate to pin the tragedy on this Hispanic sociopath on white supremacy. They said he had some kind of white supremacy tattoo. We come to find out later on that the picture they're putting up wasn't even him. The real picture I saw later on actually had Nazi tattoos on his chest. And the feds were allegedly investigating whether the shooter, Mauricio Garcia, expressed interest in white supremacy over the weekend. You know, and never talking about how the Hispanic shooter may have had neo-Nazi beliefs. They're trying to build, the deep state's trying to build a narrative that the Hispanic shooter, Garcia, was a neo-Nazi, was a white supremacist, because they're leaking bits and pieces out there for people to run around with, and CNN's running with it. It hasn't changed. There's nothing new here. Look, Trump's right about one thing. It's not about him. It's about us. They've got to scare us, shut us down, make us stop. Right? Do you really think if they assassinated him that you'd have this massive uprising across the country just for him? No, it would be for ourselves. Because if he's not safe, if they can't keep him safe, who can they? Now, Belly Cat and other media outlets, now they're notorious for go-to website for the British intelligence agencies. But Belly Cat and others are sharing information and evidence in real time. Evidence that in some cases have been redacted. Several documents are placed on the floor with the same carpet background in what looks like to be a collection and cataloging of evidence. I mean, think of all the things you see them doing that you caught them point blank doing. Right? I don't know. Again, the closer you get to this, you keep looking. You keep looking at the data they're pulling up. And why have they missed, or how did they miss the real shooter? Now we're finding out the equivalent to Facebook, I guess. He's on some website on a Russian server, or Russian servers, Russian program, where it has nothing to do with white supremacy. Absolutely nothing. And they're trying to tell us that it'll be a mystery. We'll never really know what he was all about. But you know what that tells me? Even if he left the letter behind, we may never see it. And again, screaming that all the outlets are saying he must be MAGA, he must be a white supremacist. Why? Curious, why? You know, there's a small broadcasting company out there that have actually come across the real images, you know, published by the Toller, the shooter. I don't even want to say his name. By the shooter. That show that Mauricio Garcia had a Nazi affiliation. He had been repurposed from a non-related May 6th New York Post article. Seriously. And what do you do with this? I mean, this constantly happens. You just stop listening? You stop paying attention? You stop dealing with this stuff and just go let it go by? No, you need to pay attention to what they're doing. You don't need to know every little in and out about it, but you need to pay attention to what they're doing. So when it does come up again, you can stop and go, wait a minute, whoa, 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 that smells wrong. Yeah, that ain't right at all. Otherwise, you will be stuck with something you don't want to be stuck with. Well, we're already there, right, Joey B? That bring a remembrance. God bless. Look, people, they hate you so much. They want to show you that they can take down the previous president. They can keep him from running again. Right? They can try to put him in jail. But the reality is it doesn't matter what they do to him. What are you willing to fight for? Come on, seriously. What are you willing to fight for? What are you willing to step up for? What are you willing to push back on? What are you willing to lose by pushing back? I can keep saying it, but, you know, I don't know if it's falling on deaf ears or what, but our founding fathers gave up everything. Businesses, livelihood, families, houses. But where are you at? No, really, where are you at with all this? Give that some thought. So over to your host. God bless. Thanks for being with me, guys. I always appreciate your time with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. And we're back here tomorrow. Hopefully you will be too. Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to GCN Live. God bless.